A group of community leaders held a teleconference with the Air Force Director of Logistics to find out more about the proposed relocation of the F-16 squadron at Eielson Air Force Base. The meeting followed the release of an Air Force report revealing more details about the move. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, more than 30 people took part in the meeting, but few of them found any clarity.
Brigadier General and Air Force Director of Logistics Mark McLeod hosted a teleconference to walk more than 30 people through the Air Force's Site Activation Task Force, or SATAF, report. The document outlines costs and savings associated with relocating a squadron of F-16s from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. General McLeod says the Air Force has a responsibility to trim their budget, but the move is still dependent on how Congress influences military spending over the next year.
We are on a course to still be committed to the FY13 president's budget. The broadened task is the realization that Congress has the ability through marks, through appropriations, to influence that. And we're not presupposing one or the other in this process.
Congress hasn't yet passed the bill that will fund the military for fiscal year 2013. The Air Force estimates the relocation will cost at least $5.65 million. An hour in, Senator Mark Begich joined the meeting.
When you save money, that's one thing, but now it's going to cost in the 2013 budget. Where's that money? Because that's not budgeted. And I can tell you, I just finished the defense authorization bill. My understanding is the Defense Department's pretty tight on the budget, so $5.6 million is in pocket change, and that has to show up somewhere.
According to the report, equipment is scheduled to start moving south in the first quarter of fiscal year 2013. That starts October 1st. North Pole Mayor Doug Isaacson says he's heard rumors that airmen at Eielson have already received orders to relocate.
I was with a realtor yesterday afternoon who the BlackBerry started going off, and several realtors were communicating all at one time about orders that people had come into their office, so people were contacting them, and they had received orders.
General McLeod couldn't say for sure if orders had been issued.
I don't believe that we are issuing any kind of official guidance on this. I would be shocked, as a matter of fact, if that were the case.
In an email, the Air Force confirmed orders had not been issued. Mayor Isaacson says a combination of rumors, inaccuracies, and what General McLeod called inadequacies in the report could cause undue panic for residents in the Fairbanks North Star borough. He says he's frustrated that the timeline for the proposal remains unclear.
If it is so inadequate, why in the blazes did they release it? Why in the blazes are they working towards enacting it?
General McLeod says it's still too early to tell if the plan will move forward. He says the Air Force is headed down parallel paths.
We are trying to make the plans such that we can execute that with the if clause. If this is the thing that is approved and appropriated through Congress, then it executes. In the event we are able to advise all our senior leaders to the point where they're completely satisfied that the right decisions are being made based on the right information being portrayed to them, then that decision facilitates the Air Force's execution. Does that make sense?
Most of the faces around the conference table seemed both confused and unsatisfied. General McLeod promised to provide answers to all of their questions. The group plans to meet with the general again next Friday. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.